Microban 24 doesn't just sanitize and stop. It keeps killing bacteria for 24 hours.
You may have caught that ad for P&G's Microban cleaning product during the Super Bowl last night. And while we can't say whether the claims are true, we can say it was a reminder of the billions of dollars worldwide spent on cleaning products in the last year. Even though, as our next guest points out, research shows COVID-19 is mostly spread through the air and rarely via surfaces. Derek Thompson is a staff writer at The Atlantic and joins us now from Washington, as he does every Monday. Hi, Derek.
Hi there.
So fill in the details. I mean, what does research say about how likely a person is to catch the virus off a surface?
The very simple upshot of that question is that it's not particularly likely that people catch this virus from surfaces, or what researchers sometimes call fomites. It is much more likely that they will catch it from breathing. This is mostly an airborne virus. That means that it tends to spread from the microscopic spittle that is emitted from our mouths when we breathe heavily, when we talk, especially talk loudly, when we sing, and certainly when we shout. And the most dangerous places to be with this virus is where you're around other people who are talking, especially talking loudly or otherwise exertedly exhaling in a closed, unventilated space. For whatever reason, and there's no real need to speculate deeply here, this is a disease, a virus that has evolved to spread very efficiently through the air and not very efficiently on the ground. And so this piece that I've written, which is the second piece I've written about so-called hygiene theater, is about how we are misguided in thinking about this disease as a land war when we should really think of it as an aerial war against an airborne virus.
Well, I like the point of clarification that you have in the piece. It's so good, I just have to quote it. You write that the fact the coronavirus is much less likely to spread through surfaces does not mean that it is impossible to get the virus from touching things. If somebody with COVID-19 sneezes three times onto a little spot on a cold steel table and you rub your hand around in the snot for a bit and immediately lick your fingers, that disgusting act may well result in you infecting yourself. I mean, first of all, chef's kiss on the writing there, Derek. But I think the point is that you're seeing this so-called hygiene theater. What's the problem with that?
Great question. And this is the question that I get from everyone who reads this piece and someone disagrees with it. They say, what's the problem if I just want to wash my hands nine times a day? Well, look, besides maybe developing a bit of eczema on your outer palm, nothing really. But the costs of hygiene theater really are greater than just dry hands for paranoid people. Urban transit authorities in New York, in Boston, and abroad are spending hundreds of millions of dollars blasting their subways and buses with antimicrobial weaponry, and it's not particularly clear this does anything. Sometimes they shut down trains or shut down buses in order to do this. That means people can't get to work because we're busy scrubbing surfaces that don't need the scrubbing. Second, I think it really builds a false sense of security. If you're thinking about going into a gym, into a restaurant, into some other closed, unventilated space, and the thing that encourages you to go in there is that you see someone really soaping down a table or an elliptical equipment, and you go in and you're not particularly careful because you think that the problem's been solved with the use of soap, you're just wrong. You are acting based on a false sense of security that says that the way to fight this disease is by scrubbing and not by ventilating. So, you know, if people want to wash their hands, that's fantastic. And every single scientist that I've talked to has said people should wash their hands during a pandemic, of course. But hygiene theater is when institutions and authorities and companies take this so far and convince people that this is all about fomites and surfaces and not about what's going on in the air above them.
Well, and to your point, I mean, people only have so much bandwidth to focus on so many things. You want to be sure they're focusing on the right things. So if it's the mask wearing and the hand washing that's more effective than the wiping down surfaces, you want to have the focal point in the right spot. I'm wondering, though, Derek, I mean, we all read research early on in the pandemic about how long viruses can live on surfaces. I think that's what sort of fueled this, you know, sanitize everything craze. So was there some problem with that research?
I think there was a problem with the research. I think a lot of the papers stacked the deck in order to provide a kind of spa-like environment for this virus to maximize its survival. Often they would use unrealistic conditions. They would use samples that had several orders of magnitude more virus than that which is emitted from a simple cough or sneeze. They used optimal temperature and humidity. They basically treated the virus as carefully as possible to show that it could live as long as possible on surfaces. The metaphor that occurred occurred to me after I wrote this article is, you know, imagine if you wanted to prove as a scientist that mangoes can easily grow in Vermont. Well, they can't, first of all. But let's say you really wanted to show that. Maybe you'd build a $1 billion greenhouse, grow exactly one mango, and then show the world, hey, look, I grew a mango in Vermont with a $1 billion greenhouse. This is the sort of impact that these kind of studies are having. They're designing extremely unrealistic environments that privilege the virus's survival. And that has the effect of scaring people about surfaces when we should be overwhelmingly obsessed with airborne spread disease.
Got it. Well, Derek Thompson from The Atlantic, thank you as always for joining us and setting the record straight on viral surfaces.
Thank you.